I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Selena.
Hi. Morning, Selena.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. So we hear there's some problems in paradise with your boyfriend.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, my God. What's going on, girl?
We have a great relationship, first of all, but we are definitely really crazy with work and, you know, that kind of leaves us with little time to be intimate with one another, if you will.
Leave them.
But when we get the chance, I basically am always the one to initiate my boyfriend, Nate, to have fun in the bedroom. And when I do, he always says that he's basically too tired and he has to get up early in the morning for work or whatever. I didn't really think that there was anything past that. But then one day, I was cleaning up the apartment, and I found some used protection, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Used, though? Ew, like...
Know, since we haven't been intimate together with each other in pretty much a couple of months, just being blunt, I know that they were not used on me because...
Wait, do you guys use those when you guys are having some fun time?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know that they're not for me because every time that I've initiated, he basically denies me every time. And I'm on birth control. And so basically the whole time that we have been together, I will say it, but we barely use protection.
I can appreciate you being completely honest about that, but maybe he uses that for himself.
What?
Have you ever heard of that?
Man, you really don't trust yourself if you have to use one on your own self. Like, damn. You don't even know what you've been?
I mean...
That's alcoholism right there. You don't even know what you have been.
It's kind of funny that you say that because I actually asked Nate about the use protection. And that's exactly what he said. He said that he's just using them with himself when he misses me, which I think is...
That's weird.
Bizarre.
No.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Did you give him the boxer test? Did you smell his boxers?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
No.
No?
No, no.
Because if it smelled like greasy Chinese food...
Oh, my God, stop.
...where Natasha goes, then...
I want to believe him because we've been together for a few years now, but I don't know. My intuition just doesn't feel good.
I think you have every right to question it. And more importantly, to call the morning mess to catch him up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I mean, we need these ratings. What's his name?
Nate.
All right, let's call Nate. What we're going to do, Selena, we're going to get his number from you. We're going to give him a call, tell him he's won a free romantic staycation, and then we're asking him one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name. If he says someone else's name, then obviously he's cheating and the radio show is yours. Now, let me ask you this, Selena. Do you suspect anybody he's maybe cheating with?
I mean, all I can think of is possibly a coworker.
Oh, no, that's the worst. Oh, that's the worst.
Like a specific one?
No, I don't.
I feel like you want to say it.
No, I mean.
Everybody has that one person that they work with that has a club stamp when they go to church Sundays because they were partying Saturday. Anish.
Why?
You don't want to say it?
I just think that if it was anybody that.
I think you know who it is, but let's call Nate up. We'll give him the staycation set up, and hopefully he says your name, then all is all good. If not, then as I said before, the show is yours. You could tell him where the hell to go with his boxers, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, to staycation set up up next with your morning mess. Okay, we're back. Staycation set up. Well, moments ago, we talked to Selena. So Selena, who wasn't snooping through her garbage or anything because she thought her boyfriend was cheating on her, but she did, and she found some used protection up in there. Now, obviously, if any ladies found that, obviously, you might get locked up because you're going to be in front of your man's face, or you call the morning mess to find out if he's cheating on you.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it wasn't the first one.
Selena, why not the first thing? You didn't confront your man? You didn't come at him with a fly swatter or anything?
No, I'm not violent like that, but I did confront him, and that's when then he basically told me that I was overreacting and that it was nothing.
So weird. And I mean, I said it and I'll say it again. Like, maybe he was just using them for himself. That's it's weird. A thing that really happens, though.
Really?
Which is what his excuse was. I'm not buying it, though.
Well, let's call Nate up off from the free romantic staycation and ask him who he's going to put on that reservation. Hopefully he says your name, hon, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Nate?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Nate. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Jonathan from the Aurora Hotel. Apologies for not introducing myself. I'm actually calling with some really good news here. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay.
Let me stop you right there. I didn't enter any contest.
Well, hold on just 1 second, sir. If you end the call, you do forfeit your chance at this giveaway prize. We did work off of an online database here and are asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay, but it's a really simple thing for us to do. I just have a couple questions to get started on that reservation for you, sir.
I'm guessing one of them is my credit card number, right?
Not at all, actually. And I appreciate you bringing that up. This is a free romantic stay. The only thing you'd pay for is room service if you elect to do that. Now, with all that being said, I'm happy to set up that romantic reservation for you. My first question for you is, we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, if you can go ahead and let me know if there's anything that you'd like to say, I can jot that down to make that note the best for you.
Can you hold on 1 second? Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hey, do you want me to do this thing? I mean, I don't really have any plans for it, so if it's free, we can do it. Okay.
Hello?
Okay, hello? You there?
Yes, hi. Hello?
Okay. I mean, if I don't have to pay anything for this, then you got me. Fine. I will gladly write your review. What do I got to do?
So my first question is what you'd like to leave on that personalized note for your guest? And I can take that down whenever you're ready, sir.
I told you I would do anything for you. And here it is.
Here it is. That's very sweet. And thank you so much for helping us out with the review. Now, I just need to know who you'd like to bring for this free romantic stay.
Make it out to Claire.
You've got to be joking. Are you kidding me?
Nate, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
I'm what?
Like,
what's happening?
I knew it. This entire time, I knew it.
Who's Claire?
Yeah, who's Claire?
Claire is just someone I know. I feel
or
like
someone you're trying to know. Hello.
Could somebody explain what the f*** is happening right now?
You know what? I'll explain it to you right here, right now, Nate. We are done. Do not come back to the apartment. All of your stuff will be in the dumpster along with your used protection, okay?
Are you with Claire right now? I'm pretty sure, Selena, he's with Claire right now because I heard him whispering to somebody if they're available.
You know what? It's not your business. So
put Claire on.
All that matters is,
hey, Nate, put Claire on. I want to talk to Claire.
Oh, my God.
I am not with Claire.
Oh, yeah. Who are you whispering to then?
I am whispering to a friend of mine who is here. We were here planning our day.
Nate.
And then you called me up with this fake trying to end my
relationship.
What's wrong with you people?
Let's go ahead. First,
we didn't try to end the relationship. You ended it yourself, okay?
I didn't do anything, babe. I'm trying to explain this to you.
We're done.
I appreciate how strong you're being right now.
You done with him, Selena?
Yeah.
Nate, you there?
Yeah, what do you want?
I just want to make sure you're there so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Selena.
Yeah.
You kind of knew this was happening.
I did.
Who's Claire? Do we know who this is?
Honestly, I don't.
Claire's a side chick's name.
I'm sorry.
That's like the scariest part, that they're doing it in your bed.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody change your sheets when you go home. You never know.
What?
Oh, what?
Serious.
Okay, anyways.
You know, but he's a loser, obviously, like trash.
That's right, girl.
Can I get a gay man?
Gay men.
You deserve better than that, Selena.
Yeah, I know. It just sucks.
Hey, Selena, another question for you. A couple weeks ago, we were on the show talking about how everyone has a plan B in case of emergency, break glass. Do you have a plan B? Do you have a pill? Like a man you can call up next? Like who's been kind of waiting on the sideline that you can call? Who is it, Claire?
You know what?
What?
I don't, because I'm a faithful, honest person.
Work it out, girl.
I like that.
That's so 2016, though. Come on now. We're in 2018.
And that's also why I know that I deserve better than him.
That's how relationships fail. You can't have no plan B. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry that it didn't turn out the way that we all hoped, but let's keep it pushing, sister.
Yes, girl.
And I mean, alrighty.
There is a sale for bed sheets at Bed Bath & Beyond. But
wow. How much, for real?
Oh, my God.
Because I think I got a coupon for Bed Bath & Beyond. I mean, I come up on some sheets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.